I'm Jenna Selmer. Together, we run Basecamp, a community for the outdoor industry that helps people of all backgrounds and all stages of their career find the job they were meant to have.
We know you're busy, so every week we're narrowing down the coolest opportunities across the outdoor industry, and we're delivering them to you in 5 minutes or less. We'll be putting all of the details on how to apply to each of these great opportunities in our show notes.
If you've got 10 more minutes, each week we interview a key person at a different outdoor company to find out more about their culture and how to stand out in the application process. It's kind of like having a friend who works there.
Wink, wink.
Today we're talking to Alyssa Kessler, who works in HR at Patagonia. So you're not going to want to miss a little look inside their culture and maybe how to get a leg up on your application.
And not only are we talking to her, but we are actually recording from the Patagonia headquarters.
Yeah, in Ventura. It's actually so cool here. We're seeing so many surfboards.
Yes, we're here in Ventura, California. There are people coming back from surf lunch breaks and all of that. So we'll fill you in. All right, but let's get into our jobs. So the first job that we're going to talk about this week is the New Mexico Office of Outdoor Recreation. This is a brand new department for the New Mexico government. They are looking for a program coordinator. The job is based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it's an entry-level position. So it's really a position where you can come in, build something from scratch that's going to protect wilderness.
And let's talk about how excellent your boss would be in this position, because Axie is just, she's a powerhouse.
Yes. So Axie Navis, was an editor at Outside Magazine for many years. She obviously cares a huge deal about the New Mexico wilderness and has basically developed this brand new department that she's building. So what an inspiration.
And I don't know if New Mexico is, if it's not on your radar in terms of the outdoor world, it should be. There are ski resorts there. You know, there's the Beastie Badlands. Such a diverse topography. It would be an incredible, incredible job. So
yeah. I mean, it would be hard to not have passion for this job if you spent any time in the backcountry in New Mexico. It's just beautiful. The wildflowers, everything.
I'm kind of considering it a little bit. Our next position is with Outdoor Voices, and it is the VP of Marketing, which is a huge opportunity down in Austin, Texas. So if you don't know Outdoor Voices, they do technical apparel, mainly for women. The best thing is, though, that it celebrates all movement. It has a non-competitive feel, so you don't have to be an elite athlete or an elite climber. It's really for everyone, and it embraces women as they are at the level they're at, which would be a really fun marketing culture.
Yeah, if you look at any of their marketing materials, you won't see photoshopped models. You see women in, you know, the way that they look, and they celebrate that body positivity and inclusivity. And we're seeing that that is actually having quite an impact on the bottom dollar for businesses. They are getting boosted for celebrating real women. So this is
As it should be. Yeah. So this position is a senior one. They're going to want 10 years plus. If that sounds like you, apply immediately.
So the next job we have is in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's at LifeStraw. And the job is a content and community job. And so basically you would be in charge of doing a lot of the social media and also working with many departments within the company to make sure the marketing assets are coming through. But what's exciting about that is the marketing assets are going to be extremely varied. You're going to be able to do outdoor content, travel content, and humanitarian content.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with LifeStraw, they are a business that makes a water filtration system in a straw that basically you can just drink from a puddle and have clean filtered water. This is an important product because not only is it a great backcountry tool or adventure travel tool, it's actually brought clean water to third world countries that didn't have access to clean water. So yeah. Huge humanitarian efforts from this brand.
You could really feel good about working here. And a little insight, too, is this company is growing rapidly, which is a really good sign for a company and somewhere you'd want to work. They just got a new CEO this month who is Allison Hill, was really at the helm of taking the company from strictly a humanitarian brand to really a retail brand. So it's a pretty exciting opportunity. Okay, I've got a couple of Colorado jobs to round this off. The town of Breckenridge Recreation Department needs an open space and trails coordinator. So basically a natural resource specialist, and this person is going to be, you know, protecting the trail systems and doing restoration activities and all of that incredibly important stuff that us hikers don't even think about how much work goes into it.
I know that Breckenridge gets the nickname Breckenfridge.
Yes, it's usually a winter destination, but the hiking trails in summer are amazing.
Yeah, if you've spent any time in the mountains in Colorado in the summer, it's magic.
That's my favorite time there, actually. So yeah, somebody mid-level, 2 to 4 years, that wants to love where they work should really apply for this one.
Yeah, having a science background seems like a plus for this.
Absolutely. Knowing a little bit about geology was mentioned a few times, so that would be important.
The second Colorado job is with Smartwool, and it's in Denver, Colorado. It's a UX manager position, and this one actually crossed your desk, Jenna. So why don't you tell us more about it?
If you don't know about Smartwool, go look them up. They have stellar reviews on Glassdoor and Indeed, which not all workplaces can boast. And employees are talking about flexible work schedules and opportunities for advancement being really great. And they love being secluded in the mountains. So I think this would be an incredible position to go for if you know anything about UX. So why not?
If you have 10 more minutes, we are here at the Patagonia headquarters with Alyssa Kessler, who manages the recruiting team. We are going to chat about some currently active roles and what it takes to get your foot in the door at Patagonia.
I am so excited.
All right.
Alyssa, welcome to the pod.
Hi, thank you.
So we know there's always fantastic opportunities at Patagonia, and we know that they can be highly sought after. I think you guys get a whopping number of applications for jobs like environmental associate or community manager. So tell us about some of the jobs that you may not see such a high volume of applications for, but still get all the awesome perks and benefits of Patagonia.
Absolutely. I think when you think about jobs at Patagonia, you think about the outerwear designer or the environmental associate or the materials innovation engineer, which we for sure have those jobs. But right now, we have a ton of jobs that are currently posted that still get as much of the perks of working here at Patagonia, but aren't necessarily as competitive. We are always looking for folks in IT and finance to come join our team here who are passionate about the outdoors and environmentalism, but who have a really strong background in these more technical departments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these people who may work in accounting or IT at other businesses, they're probably not taking surf lunch breaks. I mean, let's be honest. So that's one of the awesome things about working here.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we're actually looking for an accountant for our surf team specifically at this very moment. And these are roles where we're not necessarily looking for somebody who has this great pedigree from the outdoor industry to come on board, but somebody who is a super strong accountant or a super strong senior software developer who is passionate about environmentalism or who wants to be a part of solving the climate crisis to come on board and join our team. So those are roles that I highly encourage folks to apply to who have those backgrounds and want to be a part of something a bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great opportunity for someone who maybe isn't in the outdoor industry already, but who has a passion for it and wants to move in, maybe mid-level career, and wants to make that transition. So
yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you guys are illuminating the fact that you don't have to be doing something on the ground in the outdoors. You know, you don't have to be a park ranger. You can be an accountant. That's where your skill set lies. And then still work at somewhere like Patagonia and enjoy the culture of the outdoor enthusiasts that, you know, you're part of. So that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So Alyssa, this is really what people want to know. How do you get a leg up? Like what might give you an edge on your application?
Well, I wouldn't say getting a leg up. I think we are lucky enough at Patagonia that we get a ton of applicants here, and it can kind of turn the hiring managers off if you are just trying to get your foot in the door and just get a job at Patagonia. I would suggest really doing your homework and finding out like what is the best place for you to be at here as far as roles. So that could be networking. Also, like go on LinkedIn and look at people who have kind of your dream job and then reverse engineer it and see how they started their career. And like maybe that's a good place to start. If you do really want to work at Patagonia, we always look internally first. So that could be either all of our over 30 retail locations that we have across the country. There's incredible talent there, and we always look there first for all of our jobs. as well as our Reno distribution center. There's over 800 people there, and a ton of people come from Reno here as well. So I think those would be two options.
So what if I'm mid-career? I don't work in the outdoor industry, but I really want to work at Patagonia. I'm passionate about the outdoor life. Should I go work at a retail store?
You would have no, like, there's so much incredible talent.
And that's not uncommon, right? You have lawyers and other professionals.
Totally. I mean, I think a lot of people get burnt out and want to do something that's meaningful. And the store is actually an incredible place to go, because if you think about it, it's its own little business. There's PR, there's HR, there's merchandising. All of our stores are responsible for their own granting, environmental grants programs. So you get to work directly with the grassroots environmental nonprofits that we support. So you get a little taste of like what the business is like at large within the retail stores.
Okay. So it's like its own little ecosystem that really mirrors what HQ is like, because that's what's being filtered down.
Totally.
Okay. That sounds great.
Awesome. So if you want to get your foot in the door at Patagonia, it might not be about getting that dream job right away, but just getting your foot in the door through a retail store and working your way up.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we are at HQ right now, and we walked in here and we saw people with surfboards. We saw a bunch of daycares. There's a lot of perks here.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say are the top three or the ones that you're most excited about?
The cafe has honestly changed the quality of my life.
Oh, wow.
It's so delicious. We have breakfast and lunch subsidized for us, and it's organic, farm-to-table, delicious food. So I got to give a shout-out to the cafe, because it's such a big perk. We also work a really great work schedule where we work. We have every other Friday off. So we work 80 hours over the course of 9 days. So we have 3-day weekends every other week, which is a great perk as well. It's pretty incredible to see what people can accomplish in 3 days, and like how much people get after it on those weekends. I don't have kids, but childcare is a huge perk here as well. I think it's just hearing kids playing outside while you're having meetings completely changes just the atmosphere of the office environment in general. So that is a huge perk.
Yeah, and new moms can actually go down and nurse their babies right in the daycare, middle of the workday.
That's awesome.
And no more pumping.
Yeah. Or not pumping in a little closet where you're by yourself and you feel like you're in a little prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I never thought about having the sounds of the children playing, but that would be a really creative, like a way to just get those creative juices flowing and realize why you're here and why you're doing this too.
Yeah, like I can't imagine working at a place where you don't hear kids playing. It would feel so sterile.
Mm-hmm.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
So tell us a little bit about what it's like to live and work in this area. It seems like people are off to lunchtime surf sessions, and I know you've got some trails right up here in the hills.
Yeah. So it almost feels like a community of expats, because we relocate probably 80% of the people to come join us.
Wow.
Just because Ventura is this funky little surf town that's in between like San Francisco, or excuse me, in between LA and like San Luis Obispo. So it is, there is so much natural space surrounding us. I mean, there's the Sespe Wilderness, there's the Los Padres National Forest. I'm a Pacific Northwesterner at heart, and it blew my mind that you can go camping year round. That just blew my mind, because it is nice out all the time. People tend to live between Ventura, Ojai, Carpinteria, and Santa Barbara. They're all different flavors. You kind of just pick your vibe. Because most people have moved here, it does create this really intense sense of community here, because we're all new and transplants to this area.
So do you guys all hang out often? Is that something that you see quite a bit?
Yeah, totally. And I think also just because it has that small town feel, that just like kind of happens, and everybody has similar interests. And because of the 980 work schedule, there's always a crew of people going whatever direction. In 5 hours, you can be in Baja or the base of the Sierras.
Yeah. And they're actually, you guys do like a company trip to Mammoth, or
yeah,
maybe it's not official, I don't know.
Yeah, we had that last weekend.
Oh.
I think we took maybe 300 people to Mammoth last weekend.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
Just needs more snow.
I'm going to circle back, because I missed a question about the application process. You mentioned a lot about people being passionate about the outdoors and preserving the spaces we all love, but are there any other soft skills that might stand out to you from an applicant?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, our mission statement is that we're in business to save the home planet, and that honestly comes up every day, multiple times a day, in all different types of contexts. Like, it really is, like, the essence of our business. So I would say, like, what I always look for in an application is, like, how does that show up in your daily life? Like, what are you passionate about outside of your work? Or if it is your work, like, how does sustainability and environmentalism show up in that? Like, what do you do for that? So I think that is a big thing to kind of call out on your resume. I think soft skills that do really well here is humility, passion, productivity, and flexibility, because this is a pretty unconventional place. So just being able to have those will help you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Absolutely.
So I'm going to make this next question a two-part question. Mm-hmm. The first question is, what's your favorite memory working here? But I also want to hear a little bit about how you got your foot in the door at Patagonia.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part about working here, so nothing, like, specific comes to mind. It's more of, like, these little moments that happen every day. So when you're having a meeting next to where the kids are playing in the trolley yard and somebody's yelling for their mom or, like, throwing pine cones at their mom during the middle of the meeting, or playing soccer at lunch with your coworkers. We have, like, a really fun pickup soccer game every Wednesday at lunch. Or, like, the impromptu ukulele sessions on the second floor of the lab that break out, like, after an intense meeting. So it's more like those little moments that happen that feel pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then how I got here?
Yeah.
So I actually started in social work out of college, and I helped people who were transitioning out of homelessness find jobs at a nonprofit called Central City Concern in Portland, Oregon. And it was an incredible opportunity. I learned so much about people and motivations and, like, how to find the right fit and really call out strengths, which I think set me up for success to become a recruiter. I then started my own business called Portland Juice Press, which I feel like was, like, getting my pseudo MBA. It's still around if you live in Portland. And then I realized I didn't want to be my own business owner. So I kind of took a step back from everything just to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And then I was like, maybe I'll get into recruiting. I've worked with, like, homeless people. I can help other people find jobs. So I actually worked for a boutique executive search firm called the Noda Group, which specializes in more C-suite level, executive level jobs within the outdoor industry. So working with brands like Arc'teryx, Salomon, Smith Optics, Hydro Flask, building out their executive teams. And then I actually, I got my boss, Deanna Lloyd, reached out to me on LinkedIn about the opportunity at Patagonia, and it was kind of a no-brainer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Alyssa, can you tell us a little bit about remote work at Patagonia?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think part of the magic of working here is actually working here and being here. We don't necessarily encourage remote work. I mean, obviously, we highly encourage a work-life balance, and I think the 980 schedule reflects that, as well as being super supportive of working families and all that happens with having a family and the flexibility around that. But really, so much of the magic of working here is being here, the energy that's here, the passion of your coworker, like, it's pretty, you can feel it. And, you know, so much of stuff gets done just, like, running into somebody in the cafe and just talking about stuff is, like, so much more happens there than that can happen in a 60-minute phone call meeting.
Yeah, and honestly, we felt that when we got here. And I'm pretty sure that we got to view a couple of strategy sessions that were just born of two people seeing each other in a hallway and
or
something
sitting
great.
Outside.
Or sitting
at
outside.
A table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or in the cafe, which is amazing.
Totally.
And if you are remote, you're not going to get to have a ukulele session in the hallway.
Right, which everyone needs.
And you won't have the cafe.
And finally, if someone is interested in one of the positions that you mentioned that's actively listed right now, what is the best way to submit an application?
Online. All of our jobs are posted on patagonia.com. And there's a questionnaire section in there that we all look at, all the recruiters on our team, where you can really go deep about, like, what you're passionate about and why you want to work here. And we do read that. So apply online and spend time with that questionnaire.
Great. All Alyssa, right. That was great. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Friends, thank you so much for listening to our first episode. For links to the jobs we mentioned, visit outdoordreamjobs.com, just like the show's title. And if you liked what you heard, as a brand new podcast, we would so, so appreciate if you could rate and review us on whatever site you're listening on. And please tell any of your friends and family who might want a dream job to just hang out with us about 15 minutes a week. Finally, we would love to hear from you. So if you have any suggestions to make the show better, or if you want to submit a job posting for us to talk about on the show, please email us at basecampoutdoorgroup@gmail.com. That's Basecamp, BASECAMP, Outdoor Group, all one word, @gmail.com. Truly, thank you again, and have a great week.